John Manzullo, Republican, 16th District, Rockford. Thank you for being on WLS, Congressman.
Good morning. Long live rock and roll. I used to play in the Van Trells, their own rock and roll band here in Rockford, Illinois.
The Van Trells. Now, did you open for Cheap Trick?
No.
You didn't?
No, we didn't go anywhere because we weren't that good.
Right, right. You went to Washington, where all failures. You fail up like President Obama. Am I not correct, Congressman Manzullo?
How are you doing today?
Good morning. So, Congressman, what was your big song? I just, now you got me going. What was the Van Trells' big song?
We didn't have one.
Oh. That's probably why they never went anywhere.
Yeah.
There we go. All right. You know, this immigration thing, who knew people would react to this innocent law that Arizona has come up with, Congressman?
Well, it's extraordinarily unfortunate that it's happened this way. When President Reagan granted amnesty to 2 or 3 million people who had come to this country illegally, it was with the explicit promise that the borders would be sealed, and that would solve the problem, because those that were here could stay, go through the amnesty process, become citizens, and no more people would come across the border. But in my opinion, no president has ever taken sealing the borders seriously since President Reagan, including President Reagan, all the way through to President Obama. And so when Arizona, out of total frustration over the lack of enforcement at the border, in fact, down there at Fort Huachuca on the border 4 years ago talking to the border patrol, they were saying that they needed more eyes, more people, more equipment so they could have a virtual fence, et cetera. That what's happened is Arizona said, look, we have 400,000 people living here illegally. There's a big problem. We're simply going to take the position to apply federal law through the state and local police. They did nothing new. In fact, they passed a second law to try to fill the gaps of where the holes were. But what you see now is people who are talking about complete immigration reform, they're talking about amnesty again.
Yeah, Congressman,
I'm opposed to amnesty, but I'm also opposed to profiling.
Well, Congressman Manzullo, we had Josh Hoyt from the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant Refugee Rights on in the previous hour, and he was saying that the bill, as proposed by Luis Gutierrez, has a pathway to citizenship, which they want, but it doesn't put folks here illegally ahead in line of folks that are trying to emigrate to this country legally. It includes E-Verify and other enforcement provisions. And so it's this trade-off that provides a comprehensive solution. What's your take on the Gutierrez bill?
I don't see it as a trade-off. Anybody who's here in this country illegally, those people are breaking the law. And I know there's some pretty harsh results out there. But, you know, what it does, in fact, I was talking to a member of Congress from California, who has a large Chinese population. And he was saying that the number of Chinese that are coming across our borders is increasing. See, people don't realize Chinese are coming in through Tortuga and in the Caribbean. People are coming in through the Canadian border. In fact, Chicago is the home to probably, I heard one person say, tens of thousands of Poles who came to this country legally but have refused to go back to Poland. I mean, this issue is very, very widespread, but we have to enforce the law.
And do you expect this issue to be taken up substantially in terms of actually legislation moving through the Congress in this election year?
I don't know, but unfortunately, the sides are polarized in this thing. But what Congressman Gutierrez is proposing is simply what Ronald Reagan did, and it didn't work.
Well, okay, now that we've solved that problem, let's punt over to financial reform. It's always the same thing. It's you talk about proposing the same thing that happened before that didn't work. I mean, that's just the way Washington works, because it just seems like the fat cats are going to get fatter. Everybody thinks it's all Republicans on Wall Street. In fact, everybody on Wall Street's a Democrat, practically, and it's going to be the Democratic institutions that are going to be too big to fail. And does any of this work?
No, it doesn't. If an institution is too big to fail, then it's too big and it should be broken up. I mean, you might have to start applying some monopoly laws, and anti-monopoly laws. People don't like that statement, but just think about it. If it's too big to fail, then perhaps it's too big in the first place. The problem is under this bill, it gives more power to the people who who had the authority and the power to stop to stop the problem in the first place. For example, it gives power to the Federal Reserve to come in and say, well, you know what, we don't like your company and we're going to seize it, and we're going to use an unlimited amount of taxpayers' dollars in order to bail out and stabilize it. Well, you know, welcome to Greece. And so the built-in bailout authority that the Fed used simply becomes statutory authority. And I'm not sitting here being critical of everybody involved at the Fed or Department of Treasury, because we were in a crisis and somebody had to do something to stop it. The problem is this: 90% of the country's mortgages are owned by the federal government with an unlimited guarantee to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. There's nothing in this bill that says, look, we're going to break up Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac into 1,000 pieces. We're going to spread the risk. We're going to turn it over to the private sector so that the government is not in the continuous business of having the implicit, now the explicit guarantee that it's going to bail out whoever buys a house. We have to stop that. Otherwise, it just encourages that type of largesse to occur again.
All right. Well, we thank you for lending your expertise on that, Congressman. I guess the conclusion we can draw is that Arizona is not too big to fail, I guess, is the
Arizona's
way.
What?
Arizona's not too big to fail, apparently. But we thank you for joining us.
You guys are dangerous together, Washington.
Yes, we are. We are, Congressman. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. We'll talk to you later.
Congressman to ourselves.
Don Manzullo.
Yes.
And I'd like to open it up to the phone calls about immigration here. Our number